It's time to talk about Miss Cameron Diaz with Dominic Byrne. The Chris Moyle Show. This is what you've all been waiting for. BBC Radio 1. Also, I've got to say hello to Vernon Kay, who should be on his way in now.
Yes.
Morning, Vernon.
See us.
Morning.
Hello, Vernon.
Normally I get a text from him, but I haven't had anything. But I'm sure he's on his way in now, listening to the show.
On his way in from the village.
He'll be on time.
With his bag of Now That's What I Call Music 1986 CDs. So, yesterday, much excitement in the building and outside the building because Miss Cameron Diaz was turning up.
Yep.
She was live with Fern. And then Dominic Byrne...
Hello.
...got to interview her.
Yeah.
How many minutes were you allocated? How many minutes did you get?
We were allocated 6.5 minutes and we got just under 8.
Oh! Cashback.
And you know why? Because she was loving it.
Really?
Yeah. That's why. All right. So I interviewed her just before she went on with Fern. So I was kind of like the warm-up, if you like, putting her in a good mood.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why Fern's interview was so good.
Sure. Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
The interview was very... Absolutely. She was brilliant with Fern.
Let's talk about you.
Okay. The film is Bad Teacher, which is released today. Just found that out.
I was going to ask you when it was released,
it's
actually,
released today,
when it's out, Dominic.
I just found that
Thanks.
Out.
Is it based on somebody from my old school?
I don't think so. It's not St. Kevin's based, I don't think.
Mm. Right, right. No, stop throwing things. Right, what are we doing today? What did we set before the weekend? Sir, you're a bad teacher.
Yeah. Right,
well, you just stop that now.
There is an element of that in the film, actually. If you heard the show yesterday morning from 6:30 to 7, you may have heard the discussion along the lines of, have I interviewed her before?
Yeah, you can't remember.
We couldn't remember. It turned out I hadn't, luckily. Phew.
Phew.
But you did set me a challenge yesterday of saying, you have to say to Cameron Diaz, nice to see you again, I think you said. Mm-hmm.
To see if she goes, yeah, and
to
you.
See if she did. And that's how I started the interview, actually. Firstly, lovely to see you again. Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
To Radio 1.
Well, that's good. She handles that very well.
She just sort of brushes over it.
Yeah.
She grinned and plainly had no idea who I was, obviously.
Right.
I asked her about the film a little bit, so we've done all that, so we can just move on. I asked her our now favourite question. Would Cameron Diaz rather be attacked by a horse-sized duck or a dozen duck-sized horses? That's a hard one, isn't it?
I want a dozen duck-sized horses.
You'd prefer that, would you?
Oh, my God, that'd be hilarious.
Yes, because you could kick them away, I suppose, as opposed to getting trampled to death.
How cute would that be? They're like little, tiny, miniature horses.
Yeah.
The sizes of ducks.
Yeah.
I like the visual of a dozen tiny duck-sized horses.
Duck-sized horses, yeah.
That would be cute.
Yeah.
Good. She sounds like she's losing her voice a little bit. Sounds like Drew Barrymore.
She does sound, yeah, her best mate.
Her voice is a bit raspy. Mm.
But she's one of those, you know, when you're just interviewing someone.
You're a little bit in love with her already, aren't you?
A little bit.
She's not unattractive, is she?
She's not unattractive, and she kind of, I think she gets our sort of humour as well.
Right.
So anything goes, pretty much. Now, on the
really?
Show yesterday.
Wow.
Well, talking of which, on the show yesterday, we talked about allowed lists, didn't we?
Yes.
And whether she has an allowed list or not. So let's go down that boulevard. Do you have an allowed list? You know, like sort of people like myself, normal people, will have a list of perhaps celebrities.
Normal people.
What I mean is not like celebrities.
You know, mere mortals, of course. Yeah.
Do you have an allowed list? You know, like sort of people like myself, normal people, will have a list of perhaps celebrities who you are...
Allowed? Yes, absolutely.
There we go. Do you have a list, or has anyone come up to you, perhaps a woman who's you are on her husband's list?
Right? Yes, I have. I've been told by women that I'm on their husband's list, and they wish that their husband was there at that time.
Oh,
so
right.
That they could, you know, kind of... so that their husband could... I'm like, do you think... then that would have happened? Oh no, he's really, really handsome. You'd really love him. And I'm like, are you really want to pawn him off on me? Awesome.
Do you have an allowed list at the moment?
I do have an allowed list.
Okay. Hello. That's obviously I'm not on next. We only just met.
Oh my God.
Did you
say to her?
Hello.
Hello.
No.
Oh,
hello.
My God.
Are you saying that came over sleazy?
Cringe.
No.
Because she might have put you on a list because she'd seen you on the Odd Box.
No. We just met. We were getting on very well.
Do you have an allowed list?
You don't
know. Yes, I do.
Hello.
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 Sick in my mouth.
sounds like Matt Fincham and Come to Daddy.
Yeah.
You've made it sound...
In fact, it's possibly worse.
You've made it sound bad.
It was bad.
It wasn't.
Hello. Do you have an allowed list, my darling?
I think we're getting on very well at this point,
well,
right?
Well, she's laughing at you.
No, she's not. She's laughing with me. She finds me brilliant.
She thinks you're weird.
Now, did you know...
Oh, my God.
No, stop.
What?
No, shush. Did you know that Cameron Diaz...
Want to touch my body?
I didn't say
hello,
that.
Am I on your list?
I was doing, like, a joke, hello.
What was that, Cameron? You'd like 2 tickets to the gun show? How about these?
Boing. Hello.
But that's cool that she is on someone's allowed list and they have come up to her and had a chat with her. Anyway, did you know Cameron Diaz is a massive fan of snowboarding? Did anyone know that?
No, we didn't.
A huge fan. I didn't know that until 2 minutes before the interview.
Right.
So I found that out and then devised a brilliant game called Snowboarding or Noboarding.
Oh, my God.
That's the game I've chosen to play with her. I am going to read out some snowboarding terms, but they may be true or they may be false. Snowboarding or noboarding. Okay. We don't know until we start playing. Are you ready for the first one?
Okay, cool. Let's go.
Half pipe.
Snowboarding.
Snowboarding is right. It's one of those ramps, isn't it?
Yeah.
U-shaped ramp. Boning out.
Snowboarding.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
That's when you don't do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow, you really do know your stuff. Oh. Smelly finger.
That could be something the kids are doing these days, but I'm going to go with the no-boarding.
I'm going to say, yeah, it's essentially just someone with a smelly finger. Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I just make it...
So
what?
You made up smelly finger?
Of all things you could make up.
Some terms are snowboarding, some terms are no-boarding.
You're right, Doc. I'm fine. What's wrong with smelly finger?
Well,
so you're basically trying to blatantly cop off with her, and then you go, smelly finger?
No.
What is that?
There are silly terms in skateboarding and snowboarding that sound as though they're odd, but they could be like half pipe.
Smelly finger.
Where does smelly finger come from?
So you carry on.
Right.
Moguls.
You can do it on snowboarding. It's more skiing, but snowboarding.
They're the little bumpy.
The little bumpy
bits.
Yeah. You try to stay away from those as a snowboarder.
Yeah. Auntie Jillian.
I think that's probably a no-boarder.
It isn't. That's just, I have an auntie.
You have an auntie, Jillian.
Yeah, she lives in Bolton. Hi.
Does she like to snowboard?
I don't know. I don't think she's ever been, actually, but I will ask her.
Yeah, but can I sleep with you?
I don't want to sleep with her. I just want to talk to her about
it
snowboarding.
It just feels like any second now you're just going to go, okay, can I kiss you? Can I kiss you now, please?
Carry on with it. You're losing
your clothes up and let me kiss you.
You're losing the tension of the game.
I'm still baffled, though, of all the things you can make up. Smelly finger.
It's the first thing that came to my head. Would you like to touch my breasts? And that's Dominic's question, by the way.
Come on, there's more of the game to go.
Okay.
Give her.
No, I will. Ollie.
That is snowboarding.
It is. That's when you do like...
When you jump up, grab the board, yeah.
Yeah. And finally, fish in a shoe.
I think that's probably more of a boating term than a snowboarding. So I'd go with no boarding.
No boarding is right. It's just a fish
in
a
shoe.
Fish in a shoe.
See,
would you like to kiss me?
Hi. To this.
Yeah, no, thank you very much.
Yeah. No, you're really good.
Yeah, thank you. I've only ever been snowboarding once.
You know the word clever?
Yes.
Comes to mind. Yes.
Thanks very much. That's good. Thank you very much. Okay.
Sleep with me.
So I think we're all agreed something is happening here, okay?
We're all agreed on something. Right. Yeah.
Now,
it's really weird because you think that you're really getting on, and she's going, "Oh, this guy's a lovable idiot," and you're thinking in your mind, "Hey, I'm getting on well."
No, listen, I'm just trying to make her happy and give her a good.
Your wife just called, by the way. Right. She's currently vomiting over the radio as we speak.
She texted. She just said sick in her mouth.
No,
too.
She didn't. She didn't say that. So we've so
which,
far,
by the way, no boarding. Sick
yeah,
in
no
your
boarding.
Mouth.
We've so far learned a lot about Cameron
Diaz. Also, by putting the fish in the shoe, that would explain the finger reference also.
Why?
Well, because it would smell.
Oh, okay.
What would?
Your finger.
And that would be what?
Smelly finger.
Well, we have a laugh, don't we, Cameron? Can I tickle your feet?
With a fish?
No, really, can I?
It's going so much better than the Bruce Willis interview, isn't it? I think.
So, yeah, you got off with him in the end, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, did you? So, I've obviously asked her lots of questions.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of questions. Some about the film,
no,
even.
You didn't, did you?
No, you didn't.
Is there anything you want to ask me?
Is there anything, Cameron Diaz, is there anything you would like to ask me?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Do you have therapy?
No.
Do you think you need counselling?
No, you just play what she says.
Do you know how to snowboard?
I've only been once, and I wasn't very good.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I shouldn't be listening to it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's too intimate and personal. I know what you're saying.
It's like, I don't know, I kind of feel as though me and Dave have gone for a drink, and then it turns out you and Cameron Diaz are in the bar together, and we're like, we should leave. And Dave's like, I know, but I've got to over here. I've got to listen in.
So I just put, who is he? Quagmire.
Okay, so it's, you know, it's fair enough to open it up to questions about myself, as I've asked her about questions about her.
Oh, dear. You know what? You're going to be in so much trouble when you go home. Not because Nick's jealous, because she's got like this. I know I'm married to you. It looks bad on me. Do you not know how to flirt with somebody?
Mike on the text, it just says that coffee has just hit the windscreen of his truck. Right. With reference to the aforementioned finger.
I could have picked anything, all right?
No, it just but said, you didn't. You
I'm smelly finger.
Skateboarding and all that sort of stuff, they have odd terms. That's all I was meaning there, obviously. Mm. Right.
But so, none of them are as odd as you.
Dave, hang on. Cameron Diaz, any questions for me?
Here's another term. Half pipe? Yes, no body. Yes, guess what's moving on my body? What is that?
You're making it sound all wrong.
Yeah, my impression of an elephant. Is that snowboarding or no boarding?
Listen, does she want to know anything about me?
Sure, right.
Do you know how to snowboard?
I've only been once, and I wasn't very good.
Uh-huh. You're not very good?
No, not very good, unfortunately.
And do you have an allowed list?
I do have an allowed list.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. You're on
it. I do.
And
oh, God, no!
Listen!
No!
You're, every clip, you're stopping to be sick.
Yeah, I can't help it!
Double bit.
you're implying, though, that this is heading towards the fact that she's, you know, she's what? Liking a bit of you.
I'm not implying anything.
She's Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
Do you have mirrors in your house?
Yes, I do.
Seriously?
Yeah. She, I'm
a
just...
bald head and a goatee beard. You look like a baddie out Starsky and Hutch.
What's she going to be introducing you?
She went out with Justin Timberlake. Listen, moron.
I'm not trying to cop off.
Look at you.
I'm trying to do an interview.
Look at you.
And you're making it sound silly.
Like a man having a midlife crisis.
But hang on, so the implication is that you might be on her...
No.
Well, she might be on your list.
Yeah, I didn't imply anything. I just said hello.
The way you're saying, I do, actually.
Yeah, I do.
It's like you're waiting for it to go, and am I on the list? And in Dom's head, he's thinking a million thoughts a second. She is on my list. I'll tell her. We'll go out. We'll get off with each other. I'll end up rushing out to Hollywood. We'll live together in a big villa, and it'll be amazing.
I didn't think that, obviously.
All right. Well, let's go back to it.
I do have an allowed list.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
I do.
And let me see.
Do you want my phone number?
Yeah, sure. I'll take your phone number.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Great. I can jot it down for you.
Perfect.
No.
Then call each other.
I'll just take your number.
Oh, okay. You don't have to be.
I mean, it doesn't mean that I'll actually use it, but at least I'll have
you'll
it
have
if
it.
That time comes when I think, wonder what Dom's
what is a smelly
right
finger?
I don't know if I ever really want to know what a smelly finger.
No.
Mm-hmm. But I might one day.
Good.
Never say never.
You ruined it.
What?
You completely ruined it.
Now, hang on.
Why did you do that?
Because you've made a massive thing of the smelly finger.
Do you not know how to chat people up anymore? Have you forgotten what it's like?
In our interview, the smelly finger played a small part.
Basic rules of talking to somebody that you might be mildly attracted to includes the rule, do not at any point go, smelly finger. What are you, 9 years old? Why did you just fart and waft it towards her? Get a bit of that in your lungs!
Because you know before, when we played...
Get some of that into your lungs, Diaz!
When we played the clip of you asking whether she wanted your number, it sounded embarrassing, but in context of how that came about, it's even worse.
Look, whoa, let's back up.
The thing is...
In hindsight.
And by the way, let me remind you what Cameron Diaz does for a living.
Yeah.
She's an actress!
I know!
So she goes, do you have an allowed list? And you go, I do have an allowed list, actually. And she goes, okay, good. And she's thinking, do I go down the comedy route of going, am I on it? Right?
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And you interrupt her. Why would you do that? Not only do you interrupt her, you bring up the smelly finger thing.
Now, in hindsight, that was a mistake.
If you ever want to know what the smelly finger is...
Can we just back it up a little bit and just...
Yeah. Tina, I didn't know what I was saying at this point.
She's going to be sitting in a Hollywood... Do you think she'll be sitting in a Hollywood mansion on a Tuesday night, bored,
stop.
Going, oh, my trip to England was amazing. And then she goes, hang on a second. That guy gave me his number. The smelly finger guy.
She still don't understand.
I'm going to call him.
Yeah. Mr. S. Smelly Finger.
I'm amazed.
Hang on, we've got to ask this. We've got to ask this question. Okay. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why did she go, yeah, sure, I'll take your number. Why?
Why? Because she was just being polite.
Okay. Sure. So, you know, why did she say that?
She was being polite.
Yeah. Alan?
Playing along.
Makes for a good
Correct.
Part of the interview.
Exactly. That's what she did.
Dominic.
Right.
Please tell me.
What?
Please tell me you didn't actually give her your number.
Of course I didn't give her my number.
You did!
I didn't.
Right, okay.
No, of course I didn't do that.
I can't believe you blew that. She's about to go, am I on your allowed list? And then you go, actually, yes, you are.
Mm.
Then you stay quiet. Let her do all the talking.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What did
you
I do?
You can't wait, can you?
What did I do?
You have to put your wackiness in there. Your quirky, quirky, only child wackiness comes out of you. Oh. Do you have an allowed list? Yes, I do. Oh, okay. She's just about to ask, am I on it? Which could be an amazing thing. Cameron Diaz asking you.
Mm.
Excuse me.
Sick in your mouth.
Can I bring yourself to
you? Have you got any throat pastels?
Involuntary sick in your mouth.
That was involuntary, though, wasn't it?
I just had an image of those two naked. An image of Dominic dressed as a cowboy going, come on then. It's cowboy time. Anyway.
Cowboy
it's
time.
Not cowboy time.
Anyway. So she's about to set, there's about to be a beautiful, there is a beautiful moment set up and you can't wait.
Yeah.
And you blow it. How do you blow it?
What did I do?
Listen.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
I do.
And.
All right. So that's what she says.
Yeah.
You have an allowed list.
Do I have, yeah.
Yes, I do actually. Oh, good. She's thinking, should I, do you know what? I'll ask.
Mm.
Am I on your list? And you don't let her ask. And you interrupt with something dopey.
And do you have an allowed list?
I do have an allowed list.
Yes.
Yes.
Good, okay.
I do.
And
hold your nerve, hold your nerve, hold your nerve.
Let me see.
Do you want my phone number?
Oh, you idiot!
You big dope!
did I get it wrong? A little bit.
Well, do you know what? That was one step down from, would you like to have sex with me?
No, it wasn't.
It really was.
Would you like my phone
reaction?
Number?
Yeah, sure. I'll take your phone number.
Yeah. Okay. All right, good. Great. I can jot it down for you.
Perfect.
And
I could write it down for you.
I'm expecting to say no.
Call each other.
I'll just take your number.
Oh, okay. You don't have to be.
I mean, it doesn't mean that I'll
ruined it.
No.
Use it, but at least I'll have
You'll
it
have
if
it.
That time comes when yeah. I think, wonder what
is a smelly
right
finger?
I don't really want to know what a smelly finger.
No. Mm-hmm.
But I might one day.
Good.
You never say never.
Yeah. Apart from now.
That relates to a very small part of the interview, which you have made huge.
I can't believe you mentioned it again.
No. For that reason.
Oh.
As if it wasn't bad enough.
I know. You brought
time.
It back.
What do you say bad enough? What do you mean?
It's baffling.
By the way, did you hear what happened last night?
No, what happened?
Yeah, she got off the phone cut.
Dom, don't read the texts.
Really?
That's what I'll say. Just don't read the texts.
Luckily, I can't log in at the moment.
My stomach is hurting. It says Adam in Uxbridge.
Mm.
I haven't laughed so much in ages. Dom, you plonker, says Pete in his truck.
There's various examples of tea and coffee on the inside of windscreens.
Right. It's worth saying the film's out today as well.
Yeah. Smelly finger?
At some point.
Teacher.
Yeah, it's bad teacher, not smelly finger. I am going to read out some snowboarding terms, but they may be true or they may be false. Snowboarding or no boarding.
Okay.
We don't know until we start playing. Are you ready for the first one?
Okay, cool.
She's loving it. She's loving it. You can't give him that.
Snowboarding.
Snowboarding is right.
Yeah, she's pleased. She got one right.
Ramps, isn't it? Yeah. U-shaped ramp. Boning out.
Snowboarding.
Mm. Yeah. Do you know what that means?
That's when you don't do it right.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. And absolutely.
Nice.
Wow, you really do know stuff.
Oh, wow.
Smelly finger.
That could be something the kids are doing these days, but I'm going to go with the no boarding.
I'm going to say, it's essentially just someone with a smelly finger.
Yeah, right.
Oh, dumb.
I could have chosen anything.
So
I could have chosen.
You could have been making a phone call last night to your wife going, look, I know this is weird, but there's a chance that Cameron Diaz and.
No.
And she'd have gone, go for it.
No.
Because she would have known that even if you'd have got all the way back to a hotel.
Yeah.
And you'd have a few drinks in the bar. And Cameron goes, look, I don't normally do this. But do you want to go upstairs? Even your wife knows, between the bar and the elevator, you'd have probably gone, hey, should we play a game of Smelly Finger? Where are you going? Bob, camera, bye! Yeah,
it's not a game of Smelly Finger, it's a game of snowboarding terms.
You can just hear Nick on the phone to Dominic. Dominic's wife going, well, listen, if you think there's a chance that you and Cameron Diaz will end up sleeping together, as your wife, I don't mind. And you go for it, and best of luck. However, Dominic, I won't put the bolt on the door, and I'll see you about 12:30. When you screw it up, Smelly Finger.
It didn't go as I thought it would, this interview. In my head, myself and Matt Fincham left very happy. Smelly Finger didn't even register with us.
Yeah.
You've turned it huge.
Mm. Okay, so, Alan, do you want to tell him now, or shall I tell him? Shall I tell him?
You go for it.
So, the movie company filed a complaint to Radio 1 yesterday.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
That Cameron was massively offended by your Smelly Finger.
No, she wasn't at all.
And she hated the fact that you were waving it near her face.
Didn't.
Apparently you chased around the building going, smell it, smell it!
I didn't, obviously. All joking aside, she was brilliant. She was really, really good.
I can see it moving.
And Bad Teacher is the film she's in with Justin Timberlake.
I can't speak.
Stop plugging Bad Teacher. And Cameron's movie, Smelly Finger, is out.
We are massively late for news, but I still think we need to take a little break. Don't you?
Yeah.
Should we hit a trail or something?
Yeah.
I think so. We can't do news now.
We need a little...
Yeah.
In a weird way, Dominic, I think that's probably the most entertaining interview you've ever done.
Do you think?
I think so.
For all the wrong reasons.
See, I didn't think it would be... All right. Oh. Well, she was very...
Roddy on the M1 wants to know, is Smelly Finger out on Blu-ray yet? Or is it just in the cinema? Is it in the IMAX?
Imagine there, and like...
180 degrees, Smelly Finger.
why are you pointing at me, Alan? What have I done?
Smelly Finger in 3D.
I know.
Yeah, that's where you're going.
It's so realistic. All right, Dominic, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks to Cameron Diaz. BBC Radio on.